flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live Radio Row, New Orleans, Louisiana, in advance of Eagles Chiefs. And we are fired up. This is not the rude guest hotline because we got a guest in person with us,
yes.
Our guy Ryan Leaf. Ryan, what's up, man? Thanks for making some time for us.
You bet, Pellis. Thanks for having me.
Everybody can follow Ryan on X at Ryan D. Leaf. Does a million different jobs, lots of them. Sirius, Westwood, all of it, man. We were talking in the break there about everything that happened with Washington this offseason and how well it went, right? And they get to the NFC title game. They get drummed, but they kind of outperformed what anybody expected.
Yeah.
And you said something interesting. When you hire the right coach, a lot of things can fall into place. What do you think of Dan Quinn?
I think he's amazing. You know, I think that what he's able to do in terms of bringing players together, the development of them, and then there's something that you can't quantify in a variable around being around the football. And defensively, that's exactly what he's done his entire career, no matter where he's been. And I always felt like that Super Bowl loss was certainly not his fault. Kyle Shanahan, all he had to do was kneel down, and they win that football game. And Dan Quinn's a Super Bowl champion, head football coach. Instead, he's tossed to the side and was just kind of like leftovers last year for Washington, really. Mm-hmm. People thought it was like the crumbs that were being picked up of the coaching market. Instead, he was the best one from a year ago,
yes,
for sure. And then he went and found the right offensive coordinator. And I don't think you find a better fit for Jaden Daniels in terms of transitioning from what the college game was to what the NFL game would look like in his hands, when the ball was going to be in his hands the majority of the time. Listen, it wasn't complicated. And a lot of people have given me crap about that he simplified the offense for Jaden. Isn't that the job of the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
To simplify it. And it was. It was simple for Jaden. It was triple option a lot of the time. It was a ton of RPO. And then when he was asked to be in the pocket and throw from the pocket, he's good enough to do that, and he's improving all the time. So I thought it was a perfect fit. I love the fact that people are excited and like, hey, they got drummed in the NFC title game, but they got lots further than they thought that, mm-hmm, that they would. Listen, Detroit just explained to you how difficult it is to get back there.
Yeah.
And so this was a real opportunity for them to win. It was. They know what it was like to beat them, but it just goes to show you the guys that were not – locked in, the guys that were young and who haven't played in those moments, they turned it over. It wasn't Jaden's fault. Defensively, they were a wreck. They couldn't figure out a way to stop anything there either. But listen, if they don't turn the football over, it's a different football game.
Different
football game.
Dude, even the last one, the Eckler fumble, they had cut it to 11. They were at midfield. They had just forced a punt. Sorry, B.
But, Ryan, the importance, like, when you get that quarterback with the right mindset, you know, everything today is blown up with social media and all, but Jaden doesn't care about none of that. How important is that for a football team?
Yeah, I mean, he played a lot of college football. You know, he went to Arizona State where there was early success. He beat Justin Herbert as a freshman, transfers to LSU, you know, has a pretty good year his junior year, but wasn't necessarily anything that people would think what would happen his senior year. They beat Alabama, and then his senior year, he just, you know, he goes wild. The statistics, the Heisman Trophy victory, everything that comes with that. And then being the second pick in the NFL draft, you know, not a lot of pressure, you know, as the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
It really is. There's something to it. When you're not pick 1A and 1B, where there wasn't really a discussion. It was Caleb all along. He was better, they said. And Jaden was firmly the better quarterback, just more. And then the mindset that he has. I spoke to the Arizona State football program, I think, when he was a sophomore, and I use this line with guys all the time. I talk about how once you get to the NFL, you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And so everything you do is about building the foundation strong enough to get you that second contract. Those were things that I didn't understand, that I didn't do, and he did exactly that. Like, things like you heard, he lived with his mom. You know, he didn't go out. It was football, football, football. And guess what? He was handed the responsibility of handling the ball the entire football game. He was responsible for it offensively. Mm-hmm. And that is a lot to ask of a rookie. He has a lot of football under his belt. So, I mean, there's nothing but optimism ahead for them when it leads to the quarterback position. People are going to come after Cliff Kingsbury. I do not know why more people didn't. He was exceptional this year. He's been a head coach before. He knows what he did wrong, what he did right. But they got everybody back. They got to get better on defense, clearly. Injuries played a part of that. But they got some rookies that were thrown into the fire at the corner position, and they'll be better next year.
Yeah, for sure. Talking with Ryan Leaf here, live from Radio Row, New Orleans, Louisiana. Specifically with Cliff, you've mentioned it a few times. What do you think he did so well to really – you kind of mentioned simplifying the offense. And for me, I think they added more as the year went on and it became clear that Jaden could handle more.
Well, what I think happened is that he just – defenses dictated what he did with the football. Like, so what it essentially is, it's the triple option. It's just the new generation of the triple option, right? Instead of – you know, you have a dive man and a pitch man. You now have a zone read man and then either the receiver out on the edge or your RPO game. And so what happens is just what he got better at throughout the year is that he read it. Defenses did different things each every week trying to figure out a way to stop it. And he just went to the next option with it. But when there's three options and it dignifies what the defense does specifically, they have to be on point. There has to be a man-to-man for everybody accounted for. And when they mess up and when they don't, Jaden made him pay. Mm-hmm. It's plain and simple. And you say these things and you talk about these things, how you can simplify it all, but to have the ability to have a player that can do it, mm-hmm. that's a different story. And those are few and far between.
And the thing you said earlier, I've always said it. Like, I used to hear all these defensive coaches talk about how complicated their schemes are. And my simple thing was, if it's too complicated for your guys to learn, then it's too damn complicated. And you say what they did, they simplified. You don't want a guy thinking on the football field. You just want him reacting.
And that's not a knock.
Yeah, like, it's not a knock at all.
Like, if you gave him everything in the playbook, too, I'm sure you'd be fine with it. But I don't think they'd be as efficient.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's what you're looking for as a rookie quarterback. You want him to be as efficient as possible. You don't want him thinking. In that game against Philly during the regular season when he had to come back, like, he's not thinking on that final drive. He's reacting and throwing that shot, and he's accurate. The touchdown pass against Atlanta, right? I mean, those types of plays like that, they're uncanny
totally.
When you're not thinking about it. And so that's what was so impressive with him. I thought the two best quarterbacks in this year's draft was Michael Penix and Jaden Daniels, and we got a heck of a game there, you know, week 16 that was so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, dude, there was an awesome moment. It's funny you mentioned that Atlanta game. I don't know if you saw this. It made the rounds on, like, Instagram and stuff. If you remember, before the game-winning throw, there was a timeout, and they're in overtime, and Mariota and Jaden have a really strong relationship. And Jaden just looked gassed. He was, like, kneeling down, crouching down. And Mariota just came over to him, and he's like, stand up, get your breath. And you can see him, like, kind of coaching Jaden to catch his breath and just collect his thoughts. He's like, go use your God-given abilities and throw a touchdown. And then, like, the next play, it's right there. And there was some level of kind of magic for this Washington team.
But he has a quarterback that he trusts.
Right. And when you have that, it's a sky-is-the-limit kind of thing.
I mean, I tell you what, Marcus Mariota may be one of the best human beings on this planet.
Totally agree.
To be in, you know, he's a fellow Heisman Trophy winner, the first Oregon one player to ever do that. What he did for that school, what he did for the, you know, the Polynesian and Hawaiian culture is unbelievable. And he still has the wherewithal to be that mentor in a position where he's, you know, he always thought he'd be the star, you know.
Yep.
And That's huge. You know, it's awesome to hear that. Jaden Daniels, to respect that and to understand. And when you hear that, all of a sudden just go, I can do this. And I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, it's I do want to ask you about the Super Bowl. It feels like it's a month away on Monday of Radio Row. One other one, and this is perhaps too niche. Talking with Ryan Leaf here, David Blau is Commander's assistant quarterback's coach, played in the league for 4 years, a couple years in Detroit, one in Arizona with Cliff. He's on the Commander's staff, and I think a lot of folks have requested interviews. Washington seems like they're kind of blocking him. Do you know Blau at all, kind of what his reputation is around the league? I know it's pristine. How do you prepare? How does a staff prepare for the inevitable of Cliff getting another job?
I mean, you promote from within. You build guys up in that way. You see Detroit doing something similar right now. You put a good staff together. You know, when you're a defensive-minded head coach, you're going to lose your offensive guys if they're really good. That's why I think more and more you're going to see situations where you have, and then they have. You know, they went after Ben Johnson. They went after Liam Cohen. You go find the offensive coordinator who calls the plays, and therefore your offensive coordinator can never leave your quarterback that you find. Mm-hmm. You know, look at Tampa. You know, right. They've lost Dave Canales and Liam Cohen in the back-to-back years that really helped Baker Mayfield, defensive-minded head coach in the spot right there. That's never going to change. Every guy you bring in and Baker makes him look good or vice versa, that offensive coordinator is going to be highly sought after somewhere. And yeah. So when you have Dan Quinn as the head football coach, the only way to do this, and listen, the only way to do this is to pay him, you know, head coaching money. But, I mean, then you bring into question, you know, the hierarchy there in the office, and that just can't happen. So, you know, it's difficult with this game, all about offense, all about quarterbacks,
sure,
all about the head coach. You know, owners are going to want to go the route of Liam Cohen, of Ben Johnson, and hopefully you find that fit for the franchise quarterback, the offensive play caller, who's your head coach. Then you never have to worry about that again. Yeah. And you can have consistency. So what that they have to do is just, you know, and Dan Quinn does a good job at this. He picks good guys to be in those positions. So if and when they lose Cliff and there's somebody that can be moved up in that spot, great. If not, he's going to go out and find a good guy that can do it.
Yeah. Well, what he's done also, he said he's not there just to develop players, there to develop coaches as well. And I think he understands it. That's why he have that lineage of all those guys.
Totally.
All the guys on offense, you had about five guys that has called plays before.
Yeah. Brian Johnson.
Anthony Lynn.
Yep.
You know, he's smart by having people in place.
He watched this happen.
Because he knows somebody's going to leave.
Pete Carroll. He was under Pete Carroll. He watched Pete develop and empower coaches. And it's just been really, really fun to see.
Well, and then on that Falcons staff, too, when Kyle left and took everybody to San Fran. Let's switch it. You mentioned quarterbacks. Obviously, Chiefs-Eagles this week. One side you like?
I mean, this is a no-brainer. I got burnt 2 years ago on this. There's no evidence that shows that the team who's won 17 consecutive one-possession games is not going to do the same in this football game. There's just you can't tell me it because there's no evidence to show me it, all right?
Yeah.
And so either I have to start believing what I'm seeing, and I don't know why in baseball and basketball, teams that win at the buzzer and win one possession games are yielded as a strength, and people are looking at this Chiefs team like it's a weakness that they're not blowing people out, you know? They didn't hang 55 on them in an NFC championship game. Like, listen, bottom line is I think that Philly has probably the better roster. I think the defense is probably even better because of what Vic Fangio does in terms of only rushing four and still getting pressure on the quarterback. Go look at the statistic for Vic Fangio against Patrick Mahomes. I think it's 0-10. You know, it doesn't bode well.
Yeah.
I'll just put it that way. Bottom line is it's going to be a one-possession game. Kansas City wins that kind of game, 31-28.
There you go. Ryan, thanks for the
Appreciate
time, bro.
You, Ryan.
Appreciate you sitting
Thank
down
you,
with
man.
Us.
You bet, fellas. Have a great day.
Right, everybody give him a follow at Ryan D. Leaf. Listen to him on Sirius, Westwood, all the good stuff. Ryan always got a lot of great info. Thanks, dude. Appreciate your time. Now, here's what I'm thinking, B, and you tell me what you think.
Yeah.
I know we have more coming here. I'm really excited. Gerald McCoy was an all-pro player for the Bucs, defensive tackle. I can't wait to talk to him and just kind of understand how he thinks Washington rebuilds this defensive line that I think is our focus, you and I's focus, and what he thinks of Myles Garrett potentially being traded. I kind of think, though, we open these phone lines up. Josh Harris said a lot. There's a lot for us to react to. Maybe we'll let some folks do some talking. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, the fan dude.
Kendrick is awesome. I understand that. I still don't know how you don't get Wheezy for the New Orleans Super Bowl halftime. Like, if you're going to go hip-hop, it feels kind of a direct shot to not get Lil Wayne.
Gotta be careful.
Don't you think?
It may seem like that, but you know who gets final say on who does it? The NFL.
Well, isn't Jay-Z kind of the guy in charge of halftime
still,
now?
He still has a boss, the NFL.
Sure.
And one guy has a certain way, and the other guy has a different way. Kendrick is considered the intelligent guy.
Sure.
And people may see that and say, okay, he's better suited for it.
Speaking of bosses, Tom Curran in the building. Now, that's how you know things are getting real. You know, we're always excited to have Phil Perry, but when Curran shows up, whoa, big time. Odyssey, not nubby.
They got a row, bro, a whole section.
Now, they have stuff. We have this.
We have our one little panel of signage.
Now, if anybody wants to see, all right, so look, put on the stream. I'm checking into the stream. Hello, everyone. This is my camera. This is where I'm sitting. Brian is very far away, right there. We'll take you behind the camera. Back here is Phil Perry and Mitch Tischler. Over here is Denton Day. Now, look, this is our – we're decorated. We got this thing. What do you figure that is? 3x10? We got a 3x10 106.7 The Fan banner joint. Is that a fair description?
Yeah.
We also got some table skirts.
I don't know if that's
see three. This?
Might be 2.5.
2.5x10. Now, for comparison, these are the Houston boys. They got a Lazy Boy and a Yingling poster.
That chair is very nice, by the way.
I am guessing that those are all sponsored elements.
Yes.
But here's where Odyssey – look, Odyssey's getting in the game. They got all these banners
they
back
here.
They got
the Odyssey corner, baby.
Now, here's my question, B. So that is Philly, WIP over here, Philly, which is an absolute freight train of a radio station. There's more Denton. He loves his airtime. This, I guess, is the BetMGM joint.
The recently rebranded. They were BetQL Network. They're now the BetMGM Network.
Somebody so sold something. Good rebranded. For them. And then is 105.3, is that Boston?
That is Dallas.
Okay, all right. Is that Shan? Is Sean coming this week?
Sean Sharif.
Yeah, I know the Dallas morning show. And then I think Boston's going to be down there, right?
There's an NBC Boston there. There's another Boston station that is not Odyssey. We don't like them. But they're over
there.
Oh,
is that the hub?
Lights. That's the hub.
Those dudes are a freight train, dude.
They are a freight train.
I know a lot of those.
I don't think they're Odyssey, but they're a freight train.
Yeah, I know those dudes. They're good dudes. I like them because I've known them a long time. But shout out to Odyssey getting some posters.
Yeah,
now,
moving it up.
Grant said, hey, man, this is good for all of us. I was like, it kind of is, but none of that is here. And Grant said, tangentially, it's here. How do we feel about the Odyssey come up, and are we part of it? Sort of.
Can you put it in our background? Man, I'm going to see what I can do here.
Now we're talking.
But get out the way, dude.
I don't know. Why Brian?
This guy's standing in my way.
Tell him. This is Brian Mitchell.
Nah, if he say something funny, I have to, like, do something to him.
I
we got, the C, the Y.
They can see the C and
all
the Y. Here, I'll get the banner in here. Bang.
There we go. Yeah.
We'll show them the whole banner.
We're good now.
All 2.5x10.
We're killing it now. Background elements.
B, what'd you think of Josh Harris's comments? He spoke to the media at length.
I think he was on point. If I ever had a witness that was trying to do something for me, I would love to have Josh on the stand. Because they were asking questions and a comeback and asking it in a different way. And they wanted him to talk about something they wanted to talk about. He was like, I'm going to go back to what I said before. Be unfair to discuss those things right now. I'm going to let them decide on stuff.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jeff Goodman is a basketball guy. I don't know where he works now.
Uh-huh.
Denton, you explain to me how
he works at Field of 68. He founded it.
Where the hell? How is Maryland not ranked?
I have no idea. They should be ranked. The fact that they're not ranked after the new rankings came out is borderline blasphemous. They've been on a roll, and they've been killing teams too.
I mean, they won two in a row, two ranked opponents on the road, or maybe Indiana.
Where were they ranked at the beginning of the year?
But they crushed
around like
18-ish. Illinois.
They should be around. They just beat Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's 19.
Yeah, and that was
and they beat Illinois the week before on the road.
Yeah. That Illinois win, I know Illinois was missing some guys, but they still beat them by 21
on
the
road. Fall out of, they fell out of it, and then they're trying to get back. It normally takes – it's easy to gain weight. It's hard to lose it. So it's easy to fall out. It's hard to come back in and climb up.
Well, or some haters.
I mean,
that's my logic.
Sound like you're a little, sound like you're a little biased here, Jay.
All right,
I got the artist in the background now. Check it out.
Bang, that dude moved.
Yeah,
everybody get on the stream. Who knows if it'll drop again. some dude, I want to shout this dude out because it seemed like just he genuinely was worried about us. My man Jim D tweeted, me and you, B, said, are you guys okay? Yeah, I don't know. The connection here is spotty. Like the alligator that's running on the circuit to keep the internet going is having trouble. I don't know.
The last time the Super Bowl was here, they lost power during the game. So yeah, we're going to lose a little bit of power at the convention.
We can lose power on Radio Row. It's nothing bad. Beyonce made the whole dome go black.
We're just going to roll with it. That's our plan.
Yeah.
If you hear us not talking, it's because something's wrong with the internet. From 10 to 2, from 9 to 1 Central, me and B are going to sit in these chairs and chat, all right?
We were talking about Lil Wayne and stuff earlier. So Manny Fresh.
Fresh.
I saw Manny. I was golfing yesterday, and the guy said, that's Manny Fresh house. Why does he have a little dog, little bitty dog, and he sound like, Wah! Like it's like something wrong with his voice?
What?
I expected to see like a pit or
a big dog.
He had a little bitty dog. Didn't
it's like your dog.
Then he had a wiener dog. Just running full speed in a circle by himself while the other dog is just balking.
That's funny. Do you remember? I showed you this video when Shelby, when my oldest was little, she was like 3. I one of my favorite songs ever is Still Fly.
Uh-huh.
And I taught her the beginning. What's up, Fresh? It's our turn, baby. And she would walk around and say that. And then Ainsley, her thing was, hey, babe, I'm Sean Landetta. You remember that one?
Hey, babe.
Josh Harris is Commander's managing partner.
Man, smart.
Spoke at length today. People want to try to pigeonhole him on the name. I thought Wino did a really, really good job.
He addressed the name thing, and guess what? That should be a point that's gone. Don't try to bring it back. He basically dismissed all the people that try to make it into a thing. It's not a thing.
I think they're going to update the unis. I think the unis are going to look closer to what you wore.
Yeah.
And they're still going to have the black ones.
But the name thing, please let it go.
I just
let it go.
I think we're better off not living in this limbo of, oh, maybe it'll happen. And I think for all the folks that hear, like, I'm not doubting people that have heard stuff that it might change. But if Josh is saying it's not going to, it's time to chill. Like, that dude is at a podium. Wino did a really good job because Harris spoke to it but didn't give any sort of definition. And then Wino followed up with, is it safe to say the name is here to stay? And Harris said, yes. Like, that really cements it.
So like you said, that group is getting smaller. Also, they're getting older, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's think about this. So a lot of people who have that mindset, well, I ain't going to follow this, I'm going to just – you're getting older. People are not out there promoting to old people anymore. They promote to the young folks who carry this stuff with them. And so realize the young people, a lot of them that came back to this team with Jaden. They going to keep cheering for him. And that group is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. So just understand it sometimes. But then the thing that I hate so much is, it's a group of folks who don't really care about this team. They just want to start some ish.
Yeah.
Okay?
I can't stand that.
They are the ones that promote this stuff, and they get a few people behind it. But that group is getting smaller and smaller, dude.
I agree. I think the people that this has become the political football for, I can't stand that. I think there are real fans. Like, I want – if you – live in Chicago and just care about this as a political issue, please hang up and like go listen to something else. If that's your routine, I legitimately don't want to deal with you. Period. Now, if you're a local fan, if you're a fan and you love the team and you love the old name, I get it. But if you can't deal with the success the team had under the new name, you need a hobby or something. Like, go pour an iced tea and pick up a racket. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but you got to move forward.
Get a Long Island.
Yeah, I'm sure. I just think.
Or a bone crusher.
Let me get a bone crusher. These people are walking in with a whole bunch of stuff, B. That's
just what our people did yesterday.
Radio Row is kind of, Monday's kind of moving day here. A little tip for anybody that's coming to Radio Row. One, they give out wings. The wings are pretty good. Shout out to Wingman.
Those wings were marinated properly.
They also have a media workroom upstairs that has like sodas and waters and danishes. Like, load up on that stuff now, because by Thursday it's all going to be gone.
Well, I'm gonna walk outside this door and have some chicken and sausage gumbo.
I might walk with you. Yeah. I thought we were going to get oysters, you said.
That's later.
Okay. I got to work, dog. Are you going to media night? No chance.
What?
Tonight.
No. I'm going to go to the media party tomorrow.
Sure.
It's here, right?
It's like roughly here.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm right like across the street. So I can walk to it. But the goal, I'm not doing that one.
Denton, what did you hear from Josh Harris?
I heard the name thing. I think everyone was waiting for the name thing. Like, why? What is he going to say? First of all, I heard him speak. Hadn't heard that one from an owner in 30 years, in my entire lifetime. He sounded good when he was up there. But a lot of the stuff that you guys are saying is what I picked up as well. I also don't think that it helped. I kind of thought Cardiac Commanders was really cool. Yeah. Like, there's a little bit of a flow to that. So if you're marketing to a younger audience, we love alliteration. You have the Cardiac Commanders bit. And it made it really easy to kind of get behind that. Is what he said definitive? I don't know. I don't really care. As long as they're winning, I don't really care.
You sound like me.
You could call them whatever they want.
I'm starting to get to you.
Yeah, you are. Because I've never seen a winner before, B. This is the best season I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
Like you said, you wanted a caveat there. Like, is it possible something changes eventually? Maybe. But it is so removed at this point, I think we should all stop talking about it.
Right.
Now, I do like that.
I care about the stadium.
Yeah,
and he didn't give you much on that because
he's so smart with the stadium.
Yeah,
he didn't give you much on it because
one RFK, but we're
know.
Cool with Maryland.
Right.
He knows he can't really make decisions until the people let them know what they could provide.
Right.
Then he can make a decision.
But that's way more of an interest to me right now than the team name. Like, all right, where's the team going to play for years to come? Is it going to be Maryland? Is it going to be at RFK? Obviously, I want RFK. But where's it
going to
be? And then
it's going to be RFK if the city gets its
I normally
together.
Look at
right. that simple.
I look at this. At the beginning of the year, everybody was like, well, I'm not supporting this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I was at every football game. The crowds got big at home.
Yeah.
And even the contention was bigger on the road. Okay. Jaden Daniels was number one selling jersey out there.
Yeah.
Somebody buying this stuff. They wouldn't buy it before, but someone is buying it.
And he was number one jersey, period.
Yeah,
not just football, like,
that's
period.
What I'm saying.
Everything.
So what
soccer,
I'm
basketball,
saying
whatever.
Is we hear people saying what they're not doing, but a lot of people are going against that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they listen to. When you hear that our revenue is going up and this is being sold more, we got more people this day. All of a sudden now, you don't hear the minority. The loudest is not always the majority.
Totally.
Sometimes it's a loud minority, and you got to begin to decipher what is really happening. And right now, there are more people coming back than people going away.
And what is really vitally important to remind us and the audience about, Twitter ain't real life. Like, a lot of these, like, I got these people that will reply to me every time about change the name or I'm not coming back. They're good, bro. Don't come back. These people might be bots for
you
all
know what
them.
Happens?
Like,
every time somebody says something, they tweet you.
Right.
If they wasn't coming back, they wouldn't respond to everything. They are still trying to figure out what's going on. And they hit you because you normally respond to them.
No,
they stop hitting me because I don't say nothing to them.
I've muted a lot of the, like, Redskins or
but you know
give me Redskins
does,
or give me death
don't
crowd.
Don't tell them that you muted them.
Right.
But so they still think they're getting something.
That's even better. Do we all agree that it's as long as they get RFK done in a timely manner, it's RFK?
Yeah.
Like, now, it's right. The ball's in the city's hands. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I kind of think they get it done. It seems like there's just so much momentum there. And you got real people, man. I don't know, but, like, how many people do you think Mitch Rails employs in Washington?
Tons.
A lot.
Right? Like,
a lot.
This isn't a dude who bought Six Flags and ran it into the ground. These are very, very different people, man. And I think, like, I mean.
Bought Six Flags. By the time he was in, it was one left.
like, if you are the district, if you are the District of Columbia, you know what one not your crown jewel, but you know what a real feather in your cap, for lack of a better word, is? You know what is something that you show off and put on your brochures? The tennis tournament. That is a world-class tennis tournament. It's obviously, in tennis, you got the majors, and then you've got the ones that go around the country, yeah. Right? You know who owns that? A dude that is owners of the Commanders. No, wait, Mark. I'm just saying, like, these dudes are locked into the city. They understand. And one thing specific to the tennis, and I brought this up way back in Miami.
That thing is well attended.
The way they rebuilt the Dolphin Stadium, which was terrible, and they've rebuilt it into Hard Rock, and it's super dope. Miami, I think Miami and Palm Springs and Cali are like the two highest tennis tournaments in the U.S. that isn't the U.S. Open, basically. You know where they play the Miami Open, the tennis joint?
Inside of that stadium?
Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah, yeah. They built that out so it could configure for tennis. I don't know nothing, but would I be shocked if – I just think for the crowd – that is going to say, don't spend all that money for a stadium. You only use it 10 times a year. You're incorrect.
It's way more than 10 times
Do
a year.
It right. Do it right, no. People will be in there all the time.
You get Final Fours. No. You get WrestleMania. July you get Taylor
4th
Swift.
July 7th. Who's coming to
Beyonce.
Yeah. Can you imagine that same person coming in D.C.?
Yeah.
How about the World Cup is coming to the United States, maybe North America? Is it U.S., Canada, Mexico? Mm-hmm. None of it in D.C.
None of it.
Like, there's a reason a lot of things skip here, and all that will be back. I feel like there's
the problem is
real momentum on our
game. Lot of people that like to say it's only 10,000 a year because they don't go to nothing outside of football games. Or is it
I
have
dumb.
Attended many
a lot of people are dumb.
Other sporting events and concerts and all these things at stadiums all around this world.
Right.
And who doesn't want to come to the nation's capital with the proper stuff in place?
Yeah, totally. Jeffrey, what'd you hear from Harris?
Well, I'm glad he shut down the name thing. I've also heard that even though, you know, a lot of people wanted in Maryland and Virginia, the team is going back to D.C. I heard
Jeff, you're the only one that wants it in Maryland, and nobody wants it in Virginia.
Hey, yo.
What he said is three entities that we got to make it easier for people to get to.
Right.
Getting right there down in 95 is not easy for nobody. Yeah. Not even people that live on it.
What I really heard, though, is that he solidified a lot of questions about our future as far as the team name and the location of the team, which that seemed like the media was bent on. I'm glad he finally put those things to rest because we were just in here talking. Toby's in here, and he said something that's so real. He said, for the first time in my life, we are going into a season where we could just talk football the entire offseason and people want to make a big deal about the name and the uniforms and all this other hoopla. I'm just glad he put those things to rest.
Dude, well said, because it is so refreshing to hear from the owner because it disallows the people that market in speculation. All hashtag rumors, hashtag sources, like all that stuff. But, you know, just because you talk to somebody that has been to Redskins Park does not make them an ownership source.
Totally.
You know, and you know who clarified all of it? The owner.
Yeah.
On the record, at a podium, but with television cameras on them.
There are people that will not even listen to the owner. They still think they know more than, well, man, I'm just telling you what I know. Well, if the person that can make the decisions and make the changes is not doing it, then I'm not listening to you anymore.
Hey, yo, JP and B, can I make a disclaimer right quick?
What's your disclaimer?
If you call this station talking about the name, we are blocking you from calling into the B. Mitch and Finley show.
No. Let's reverse this.
T-shirt over here.
Let's reverse this, actually.
Yeah.
You ever see that Mel Gibson movie, Ransom? When, like, the people tried to kidnap his kid, and then he reversed it and said, you know what, actually, I got 10 mil if you get me the kidnappers. And it just flipped the whole operation. If you still think they're changing the name, call right now. Let's have a conversation. Because where are you getting this from? If you still think, and dude, if you want to caveat me and say, well, what about 30 years from now? Like, okay.
If it happens 30 years from now, guess what? We probably won't be around to talk about it. So let's
like,
give it a damn.
In the Jaden Daniels era, where he's the highest sold jersey in the country, or maybe the world, according to Denton. I don't know. Denton's claiming he's selling more jerseys than
he sold the most jerseys
Ronaldo
for Fanatics, period, this year.
Okay. Please, 800-636-1067. I would love to have a conversation with somebody that still thinks they're changing the name. Because the owner just said they're not. I do think the uniform stuff is coming. I think that's good. I hate those white and red. And I tweeted something like, I think they're going to change the uniforms, and that's good because they'll get rid of this whack-ass red. And this guy replied to me. He's like, man, I like the red. And I was like, the red is fine. It's just not burgundy.
Yeah.
Like, I got no beef with red, but it's burgundy and gold. That ain't it. I don't know. Jeff, has anybody called that still has information about them changing the name?
You know, I could do without this whole conversation.
Not at all.
I am not one that care about all that color stuff.
That's weird. I always thought you cared so much, B.
I thought you were at the front lines.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were holding up the signs of the protest.
I thought you were running all the bots that keep replying to
you. You know, when we start talking about
give me Redskins
stuff,
or give me death.
When you know I'm doing this, I'm not, I mean, I left this topic.
But you, hold on. You play Candy Crush a fair amount regardless of the topic.
Oh, that's too much.
I leave all those topics, too. You just didn't know it. I'm just letting you know what I do now.
Here's how I look at it. We got to do 20 hours of radio from Radio Row in New Orleans. We're 3 hours done.
Yeah.
Pretty damn impressive.
Pretty good.
Pretty damn
Gerald McCoy will join the program at 1:30. Before we go, got to tell you about my guys over at Crop Metcalf. The weather in D.C. is nuts. Might get all the way up to, what is it, supposed to get up to 60 today? Last week it was freezing. You got to check out the great people at Crop Metcalf because they can help you out. The cold Washington winter weather is here, and soon enough it'll be warm again. Is your home's heating and cooling system ready to go the distance? Assure your family's comfort all season long. Call my guys, the five-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. Not only can your Crop Metcalf five-star technician properly fix and maintain your system, but they have the knowledge and experience to catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. And remember, Crop Metcalf is the one with five stars.